Long Talk Radio.
No party in the ring. Raising me and raising you. Hallelujah in the ring. No more sorrow in the ring. No more sin in the ring. Raising me. A wonderful name of Jesus. There's a wonderful name of Jesus. Let us bless a wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Let us bless a wonderful name of Jesus. There's a wonderful name of Jesus. There's a wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's a wonderful name of Jesus. We must bless a wonderful name of Jesus. Let us
God's purpose for our lives. That's what it is. So invite all your friends, share the link,
life.
Thank you.
glory to thy God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. We give glory to our God. Adoration to our God, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration to our God. Give me glory to our God. He reigns. Give me glory to our God. He reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Give me glory to our God. Adoration to our God. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Give it glory to our God. Adoration to our God. He reigns. Adoration to our God. He reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Give it glory to our God. Adoration.
Excellent is thy power. Our God, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent in your name, excellent in your power. Oh God, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Jesus has come to give us life and life more abundantly. We receive the life of Jesus. We receive the strength of Jesus. We receive the power of Jesus. We receive the anointing of Jesus. We receive the presence of Jesus. We receive the grace of Jesus Christ. We receive his strength. Receive the anointing of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we receive the presence of Jesus. We receive it, we receive it, we receive it, we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, everyone is welcome. Actually, we thank God for being with us all these days. And we give God glory, honor, and adoration for spreading love, for protecting us, covering us with the blood of Jesus. We ask that he will speak to us today and bless us through his word in the name of Jesus. Pray that God is sending us today through his word and by his spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, today I'm led to share with us on the topic, you are a child of destiny. I am a child of destiny. You are a child of destiny. We are all children of destiny. Destiny to win. Guided by his word, founded by his power. Destiny to win. Founded by his word. Founded by his power, we are destined to win. To win. Surrounded by his love, surrounded by his power, destined to win. Surrounded by his word, surrounded by his power, we are destined to win. Jesus was destined to win. And so we are his followers. We are destined to win. On the cross of Calvary, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus won the battle. And he gave us victory. Because we believe we can face tomorrow. Oh, yes. No matter what obstacles, hindrances, the enemy that I want to put on our way, we are winners. We are more than conquerors. Greater is Jesus that is in us than the devil that is in the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, everyone is welcome right now. We have over 6,000 people that have come into this church. God has brought you for a very definite purpose, and that purpose shall be met in the name of Jesus. You did not come to meet me. You came to meet Jesus, and Jesus will never fail you. He said, I will neither fail thee nor forsake thee. Joshua chapter 1. Jesus said, I will neither fail thee nor forsake thee. He's not going to fail any one of us. In the name of Jesus, we have divine appointment with the Almighty God. Oh, yes. We are children of destiny. We are no vagabond. We are no leader. We are no cockroach. God created us and brought us into this world for very definite and specific purpose. And those reasons must be met. Those goals must be met. Oh, thank God. For Jesus Christ on the cross said, it is finished. I have completed my work of good. Jesus said, it is finished. Apostle Paul said, I have run the race. I have finished the course. There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. So, we shall run this race and complete it as God has seen. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jeremiah chapter 1, you see God commissioning Jeremiah to his ministry. And we are the Jeremiahs of today. God was telling Jeremiah, say, you, Jeremiah, you were still in your mother's womb before I formed thee. I have already made you a prophet to the nation. Take my word to the people. You are going to speak my word. God was making Jeremiah to understand the calling. And all the way from Genesis, these callings have been very defined. There's nobody God created for useless purpose. Even Judas Iscariot, Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver, it was even destined for Judas Iscariot to carry out that act. Even though it was a negative thing he did, the Bible made it clear that Judas Iscariot was the one to complete that task. But I thank God, we are not Judas Iscariot. We are not going to betray Jesus Christ for that piece of silver. But we are created for good purposes. In Jeremiah chapter 1, from verse 4 to 10, God told Jeremiah, he said, I have called you, I have ordained you, I have empowered you to root out evil, to destroy evil, to pull down evil, and to plant righteousness. You know, to encourage the good to exist. I have called you to put the good in place, evil from the land. It was very clear what God was telling Jeremiah. It was very clear. The Apostle Paul, in Acts of Apostles chapter 9, you see, the Apostle Paul had divine encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ that led to his salvation. Acts of Apostles, chapter 9. Then it became clear to the Apostle Paul. Ananias came and declared the message of God. Say, you, Paul, you are the apostle destined to take the gospel to the Gentile nation. And that was the purpose, even though he didn't know about it earlier on, but he discovered it in Acts of Apostles chapter 9. And then Apostle Paul lived to it. He wrote to 10 of the New Testament. Preach more gospel to more nations and to more people, converted one more soul. You know, establish more churches, train more people for the ministry. That was the man who didn't know his calling. And the devil got a hold of him. I was using him to fight the church then. Was fighting the early church. He encouraged the killing of Stephen. He encouraged them to stone Stephen to death, but now covered his purpose. His purpose was to take the gospel to the Gentile nation. Then the question for everyone today, what is your purpose? Have you discovered your purpose for living, your reason for living? What has God created you for? See, if you go all the way from Genesis to Revelation, you will see this phenomenon occurring again and again and again. When Moses was to be born, the astrologers of Egypt, the sorcerer, the magician, you know, they have prophetic eyes just like we do. They were able to pry into the future. And they were able to tell Pharaoh, King, a deliverer shall be born among the Jews, among the Israelites, and he shall deliver these people and take them to the land of promise. The sorcerers of Egypt, the magicians, they were able to pry into the future. And they were able to tell Pharaoh that Moses will be born. Moses is coming to deliver these people from Egypt. And he's going to take them to the land of promise. See? It was already said. The Bible is full of instances like this. The angel told his parents, he said, Samson is a judge, is a deliverer. He's going to be born. Don't let him drink wine. Don't cut his hair. Because he's a deliverer. He's going to deliver Israel from the Philistines. And eventually, Samson was born. And that was exactly how he lived. In Nazareth. He don't cut the hair of Samson. He was a superman. God ordained him to deliver the Israelites from the hand of the Philistines. See? This phenomenon is in the Bible all through to the end. When Jesus was to be born, Matthew chapter 1 and 2, when Jesus was to be born, the angel had come to deliver the message that Jesus shall be born. In fact, many prophets spoke about Jesus being born, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. And so many prophets spoke about him being born. He has come to save the people. Jesus is coming, a deliverer shall be born. A savior who is Christ the Lord. And even John the Baptist, before he was born, it was said, he shall be a forerunner of Jesus Christ. And that was what John the Baptist did. Find this system is in the Bible all the way from the beginning, Genesis, all through the scriptures. That shows that certain people, not everyone though, are created by God, made by God into this world for very, very specific reason and specific purpose. Some don't know it, some know it, some don't know it. Now, look at Joseph. In the same Genesis, Joseph was born. Joseph had two dreams. Those two dreams showed that Joseph was going to be prominent, going to be great. and his brothers hated him for having that type of dream of being greater than everybody. The jailers had hated him. You know, they hated Joseph for his dream. Why are you going to be greater than everybody? They would try to kill him. See? So he was still a little boy when he saw his future. Joseph was still a young boy. He saw the vision. He saw he himself and his 11 brothers binding chiefs, and his own chief stood up. All the rest bowed down to him. The second dream, he saw the moon and the sun and 11 stars bow down to him. That showed that Joseph was going to be the greatest of all of them. It was very clear that Joseph, in fact, eventually Joseph said it himself. See, I was born to preserve life. From the way I have lived, born to preserve life. Those were the words of Joseph when his brothers discovered him in Egypt. Because eventually, all of them went to be with him in Egypt. When they got there, Joseph was already promised. He was already a prime minister in a foreign land. It was then Joseph told them, "Well, my brothers, I know you sold me into slavery, but all things worked together for good. Even though I was betrayed and sold into slavery, that didn't stop God. That didn't hinder God. That didn't spoil the vision of God. All things worked together for good. All things worked together for good. What looked like a disadvantage to you in your life? What looked like the end? God can make it a promotion and upliftment for you. That's what it is. All things work together for good. Though Joseph was betrayed and sold into slavery by his brother, around. God turned the situation around. And what was supposed to be a disadvantage became an advantage. May that be your story tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy to everyone who is in this service right now, wherever you are, in any part of the world, joining us in this service, may God make all things to work together for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, what the enemy thought for evil, may God make it a stepping stone. In the name of Jesus, what the enemy thought should be your end, may that become your beginning. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. The world is filled with all these things. They are happening every day. We see them. A preacher said, "Has Satan known that Jesus on the cross would have meant salvation to mankind? Satan would not have instigated these people to go and kill Jesus Christ. They went to, you know, put him on the cross, crucify him. They did not know that they were opening the way of salvation for mankind. As many as received Jesus Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. So we are not here by mistake. We are all children of destiny. We are all sons and daughters of destiny. Oh yes, thank you so much. God bless you. It is God's will that must be done. The will of the devil shall not be done. The will of Satan shall not be done. Only the perfect will of God should be done in our life. Here was Jacob, and here was Esau. They were still in their mother's womb when the message came from heaven. The younger one shall be greater than the senior one. The younger one, there's nothing you can do about it. God has already said it. That the younger one shall be greater than the senior one. Jacob did not negotiate the greatness. Joseph did not negotiate the greatness. But God put it there. It is God that promotes. It is God that uplifts. It is God that upgrades. It is God that takes us to new heights, to new level. Do you have that God that takes us to new lives, to new levels, to new heights? Promotion comes neither from the east nor west or south, but from God. God said, we shall be above and not beneath. God said, we shall be the head and not the tail. Who made it that way is not us. Then Jesus said, can you add one more cubit to your height? You see the little midgets, they are from human beings. They are small, short people, short human beings, midgets. They call them midgets. Jesus said, can you add one more cubit to your height? He said, you are too short. Now, add one more cubit to your height. You can't add one more cubit. Does everything. It's not by our power, not by our mind, but by faith. God has destined us to win. God has destined us to be his children, to be his servants. And then the Bible spoke about the son of perdition, Judas Iscariot, who decided to go that way. Satan decided to rebel against God. God did not make Satan a rebel. Satan decided to be a rebel. But Jesus is calling everyone, say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Who do you want to go to? Who do you want to run to? And then God said, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver thee. God wants you to call upon him in the days of trouble. And he will deliver thee. Here was Ephraim, and here was Manasseh. It was already destined that the younger one shall be greater than the elder one. You can't change. So when Joseph was about to bless him, he put his hands like this. The right hand that carried the blessing, he put it on the younger one. The left hand that didn't carry the blessing, he put it on the finger. All we need to do is to follow Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. We don't need to follow Satan or follow the devil. Follow Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He He's our Savior. We need to worship him every day of our life. You know, to be his sons and daughters, as many as received Jesus, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many as received Jesus Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. When you receive Jesus Christ into your life today, God gives you power to become the sons of God. Oh, yes. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glory of Lord, Emmanuel, God is blessed Redeemer, Lady One, Jesus, name above all names, beautiful day. Glory of Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, bless the Redeemer, may be Jesus, name above all, you receive your glory of love, Emmanuel, God is you receive your baby one. Jesus, name above all, you receive glorious Lord, oh, Emmanuel, Lord is with us, bless the Redeemer, he is the one. Name above name, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us. Bless every demon. May he be one. I want to pray for everyone who has come into this service right now. And I pray that God will be done in your life in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that you will meet with destiny in the name of Jesus. Pray that the will of God be done in your life in the name of Jesus. I am praying that God's purpose for your life is fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Every sickness and disease be removed from your life in the name of Jesus. Every sin be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Yes, I pray God to meet you at your point of need. I pray God to send his word to heal your spirit, soul, and body. I pray God to touch you with his miracle working power that you've never been the same again. I pray that God's plan and purpose for your life is fulfilled. May you be what God wants you to be in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will not miss God's purpose and God's will for your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will be what God wants you to be. You will live on earth as God wants you to live. And we fulfill the purpose and the reason for which God has brought you into this world in the name of Jesus. I pray you will not be a castaway like Judas Iscariot, but you will do what God wants you to do in this world in the name of Jesus. God bless you for joining us in this service. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Please forward these messages to everyone, everywhere. Email it, text it, and tweet it out to them, and let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. We love you, and Jesus loves you. God be with you all, strengthen and empower you. The grace of God and the mercy and the favors of God be upon every one of you. Well, join us in this service in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please, Jesus, I am. Please, Jesus, I am. Lift him up. For the world to see, find it all. Please look higher. Jesus, I am. Lift him up for the one to side, lifted up from the earth. I withdraw all men unto